I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. It's the 30th of June, final day in June for us here on Sports Grid in 2021. Of course, we turn the clock to July tomorrow here on the show. Craig Mish along with Davis Maddock. And just a reminder for everyone here on Friday, coming up on our show at this hour, 1 o'clock hour, also noon hour, Davis and I will be taking a look at the 2021 season win totals in the NFL, giving you opinions on all of them, every team from start to finish. That show will be 12-2 Eastern right here on Friday and also on Monday. So if you're into sports betting and you're into the NFL, we're giving you an early look on that. Also some potential odds on the rookies of the year and the MVPs. So make sure you catch that show. It'll be Friday from noon to 2 Eastern and also on Monday from noon to 2 Eastern on SportsGrid and SportsGrid.com. Here are our headlines as we begin the show here on this Wednesday, June 30th, 2021, 1 o'clock hour. Messi is going to be a free agent as Barcelona's contract expires. I feel like that is a big deal. Winner take all, Game 3 tonight, College World Series, Vanderbilt, Mississippi State, should be exciting. Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Final, I can't say that'll be exciting, but George Kurtz will paint some reasons why Montreal potentially can win tonight. And Game 6 of the Western Conference Finals also tonight. Over on FanDuel, we have Phoenix right now as a one-point favorite over the Los Angeles Clippers. So, Davis, before I get into my little MLB The Show diatribe here, because I have something, explain to me why Messi becoming a free agent is a big deal at this stage of his career, and also what that means for him in the future.
Well, no one really quite knows what it means yet, but it is still a big deal because he is still really good. Lionel Messi is still, you know, an absolutely fantastic football player, still really influential, still going to score goals. I am kind of selfishly hoping that he just calls it quits, that he says, look, if I'm going to play, I don't want to have to play against Barcelona. I don't want to be in a spot where I have to play against them. And I hope that he comes over to the MLS and plays for the LA Galaxy or LAFC or the New York Red Bulls or something. Like many great players have done it. Ronaldo's going to do it. Steven Gerrard did it. Didier Drogba did it. Lots of great. Zlatan Ibrahimovic came over here, played for a season, then went back to Europe and was still amazing, was still knocking in goals over in Europe. So maybe he comes back for a year, decides he doesn't want to do it, and then goes back to Europe. But that is selfishly what I am hoping for, because I would love to see him play in a competitive game in person. I think that would be amazing. And I know people kind of like make fun of the MLS for being the retirement league, but it is very cool to see those guys play in person. Like it's an experience I've had a couple times, and it's awesome.
Yeah. And here in South Florida, we have a team also, Inter Miami FC. They call it Miami, but they're playing in Fort Lauderdale. Regardless, there's been David Beckham owns a piece of that team. So interesting to see what will happen there in the future. Okay. So a quick update here before we get to the 49ers on my gaming experience here, Davis, got to give it to you here on MLB The Show. I mentioned that my 8-year-old son, pulled the Ronald Acuna diamond, and he's hanging on to that, at least for the time being. But over the last 24 hours, we have jumped back into, I know you don't like it, in this Battle Royale, and he won 3 straight games in the Battle Royale, which feels like it's an absolute miracle. But the question I would have for you is that I can't really play, so I'm kind of like the coach. Do you think that it feels like that game is close to as understanding baseball as I've ever seen, like in any even simulation, like understanding how to pitch the players
and not just throwing strikes over the plate and when to bring guys in from the bullpen and when to warm them up. Like, I mean, I give my son a lot of credit, and he follows baseball very closely. Like, I mean, I don't think that unless you understand the game that you have even a shot of winning in those games. The people who play in that thing are so smart.
No, it is a great simulation of the way that baseball actually works. Like, you have to think about pitch sequencing and like, oh, you know, I have him expecting change up here, so I need to throw the fastball, or like, I've been really good with the off speed stuff, so I need to work a fastball up in the zone. Like, it is, you know, Madden, it's about figuring out the game mechanics. FIFA, it's about figuring out the game mechanics. NHL, it's about figuring out, you know, which buttons work the best. Like, it's more of a video game. It's more about figuring out the faults in how the programming works. But that's not really how the show works, because the mechanics are very simple. It's literally one button to hit, and it is the timing stuff to do the pitching. But like, you don't have to be a crazy 17-year-old gamer hyped up on Mountain Dew to be good at the show. Like, it really is about baseball. Like, it's about figuring out, you know, learning the timing of a pitcher and like, oh, I got to warm up this closer, but I don't want to use this guy's energy. Like, it is very, it is as true to a good sports simulation game as there is. So I'm completely with you. It's awesome. I love it. And I'm stoked to hear that your son is enjoying it as well.
Yeah. And look, I can't take responsibility for any of the wins. And look, when my son, he doesn't play games all the time, but when he does play this game in particular, and he plays other games like online, like Roblox and some of this other crap. But when he does play this game, he's like, can you come sit with me and make sure that I'm doing everything the right way? And I do notice that, like, there are times where I'm like, hey, like, this is going to happen, so you may want to get this ready, or this is a time where you want to use a pinch runner and to ask anything.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at coda.com.
Anyone who's 8 years old or 9 years old to know that, you have to have a real extreme knowledge of the game. It's just, it's crazy for me to see how this is playing out. But I can't play at all. I just get crushed. I'm much better as a coach than I am as a player. Much better as an announcer as I was as a player, as you would figure. Okay, coming up next, it's time for us to take a look at the 49ers from a fantasy football perspective. Does Trey Lance play a lot this year? We'll ask Davis next. Welcome back. Our series on best ball fantasy football continues here on our show today. We're actually closing in on the end here. We got the San Francisco 49ers to discuss today. And Davis, they were the big wild card going into the NFL draft. I was fully convinced they were going to take Mac Jones. They did not. They took Trey Lance. The 49ers in a win now position, make no mistake about it. But I guess they took a step back and said, if we're going to win now, we got to upgrade the quarterback position. But the question is that upgrade ready to play in 2021?
Yeah, he is ready to play. How many games? I think it is very hard to say. So the reason why I say that is I don't think that the 49ers will struggle in the regular season without.
All right, we'll get back to Davis just a second here and take a look at the quarterback position on the San Francisco 49ers. Looks like we had a little bit of a power issue there. Just give us a second. We'll get him back on. San Francisco, of course, drafted Trey Lance in the first round of the 2021 NFL draft with the third pick overall. A lot of folks thought that they were going to go ahead and take Mac Jones, and so did I. But when you look at it, they still have the possibility of even playing two quarterbacks in this one. It could start off the season with Jimmy Garoppolo and then move at some point to Trey Lance. Of course, last year, Jimmy G was hurt most of the season. They had to go back to Mullins and some other different quarterbacks. And obviously, Davis, that is not something that they wanted to do. So the question does remain, Trey Lance. I suppose if we were betting on, let's say, 5.5 on the FanDuel Sportsbook in terms of games played this year in 2021, would you go over or under that?
I think that is right about the right line. I was talking with one of my buddies the other day, and he said, you know, maybe like 10 games. And I was like, I don't know. I think I'd probably take the under on that because they have some clear wins at the beginning of their season. They open up the season against the Lions. They have some matchups against teams like the Colts, the Bears, you know, some of those. They have the Jaguars on the schedule. They have the Bengals on the schedule. Like they have some weak teams here. Now, the one thing that could change it is they have an early bye week. The 49ers have a week 6 bye week. Generally speaking, like this is just the tradition in the NFL. You keep the veteran and then you install the rookie after the bye week. So maybe that's their plan. Maybe that is just the Shanahan plan. We're going to Trey after the bye week. I think regardless, Trey Lance has clearly so much upside as a starter for fantasy because he is an incredible runner. I mean, if you guys have not watched his highlights at North Dakota State, he looks like, do you remember, you would remember this, Michael Vick in Madden 2004. I mean, that was before you had kids. You probably played Madden 2004. That is kind of what Vick
was. I'm aware of it, but I probably didn't play all that much.
So he was in Bo Jackson Tecmo Bowl. How about that? That was what Trey Lance looked like at North Dakota State. So I am all aboard Trey Lance. He goes about the 10th, 11th round in these best ball drafts right now, and I am just taking him all the time because I mean he is gonna be steamrolling, guys. He might take a little while to evolve as a passer, but as a runner, he is gonna be ready right away.
Yeah, the early Madden days, Davis, is when I was sort of into it in the 90s, and the player would have been probably the closest to that would have been Randall Cunningham on Philadelphia, where essentially he would just drop back, five guys would rush him, he would move around, you couldn't rush him, and then he also had a cannon, so it didn't make a difference. He would just run by you or throw for a touchdown. It was impossible. Okay, now running back has to be confusing. People who watched the show last year will remember I bet Joe Pizzapi $100 that Raheem Mostert would win the NFL rushing title, and he gave me those crazy odds. And after week one, Joe was freaking out because I was like, I'm going to make you pay at that 35-1. It would have been a lot of money, no question. And then I lost. That didn't last long. 677 yards, 3 touchdowns for Mostert. They drafted Trey Sermon, so I guess he'll play some. Jeff Wilson Jr. is hurt. I don't know what kind of factor he'll be. Wayne Gallman's always been a backup. And Elijah Mitchell, I don't have any familiarity with. So I'm a big Raheem Mostert guy, Davis. I really like this player. I think he is good. But he has just never been healthy. I mean, that's just the story.
Yeah, I mean, Raheem Mostert is an absolutely fascinating player. So he did not even have 800 rushing yards in college. He was a converted track runner. He committed to Purdue as a track runner. Then he signed up for the football team. He was mostly a kick returner in college. That was like his primary role. And then he bounced around in the NFL forever. He was on three teams as a rookie. He was on the Bears practice squad. He was on the Eagles practice squad. And he was actually on the 49ers practice squad for 2 years before they ever even elevated him to the regular roster. Like you might think like, oh, Mostert, like he's kind of young. He's actually 29 years old. He just turned 29. He is also banged up right now. He was not able to participate in their mini camp. It was only Trey Sermon, Wayne Gallman, and Elijah Mitchell who were able to participate in mini camp, because Jeff Wilson Jr. is dealing with a 4 to 6 month injury with his knee. So Trey Sermon is expensive. He goes in the 7th round of drafts right now. I think that's probably a little bit too much helium, because most of the 49ers beat reporters have maintained that when Raheem Mostert is back and good to go, and they expect him to be good to go for training camp, that he is going to be the lead running back here. I do think Wayne Gallman is going to make the team. He's a veteran. He's very stable. You know, he is going to kind of take that Matt Breida spot that's been there the last couple years. And I also think, because Elijah Mitchell will play special teams, I think he's going to make the team as well. So it is going to be as jumbled as it has ever been in the 49ers backfield. But I think the one to take right now, I'm with you, I think it's Mostert, kind of in the ninth round range.
Yeah, if Mostert is healthy, I think he's the best guy. I think we could say that about receiver too, because I am convinced Deebo Samuel is a star, Davis, but he has not been healthy either. I really like Deebo Samuel too, but again, health is the same thing. They drafted Brandon Ayuk. He was pretty good, and he came on late in the season, so that's another consideration. And I believe Bourne is gone. We've talked about him to New England. So the other options are Richie James, and he's a nothing, and Mohamed Sanu. It's nice that you listed him here, but he's not making the team. So it's Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, and I suppose Richie James. I feel like I got to be missing something here. Is this it for their wide receiving core?
Honestly, yeah. It is pretty barren for the 49ers depth chart. So they let Kendrick Bourne go, and Bourne has been their third wide receiver for a long time, but they let him go. I mean, some of the other names floating around, Trent Sherfield, Jalen Hurd, Benny Fowler, you know, people had high expectations for Jalen Hurd, combination running back, wide receiver. Never really happened for him. I'm drafting a ton of Ayuk and Deebo where they go 6th to 8th round. I think they both have crazy upside. But the guy we're about to talk about next, this is the crown jewel of the 49ers passing offense.
All right. At tight end, George Kittle missed most of last year. He still finished with 634 yards and 2 touchdowns. And Ross Dwelly actually looked pretty good when he played as well. Is Kittle a first round pick?
Kittle, actually, you would be surprised. He's cheap. Not only does he not go in the first round, he doesn't even really go in the second round anymore. He's kind of like a beginning of the third round. And even more surprising, and this I completely disagree with the market on, he goes after Darren Waller. Darren Waller is routinely going ahead of him. I just think this is wrong. I think Kittle is so phenomenal when he plays. And I think most of his injuries have been of the unlucky as opposed to injury prone style. Like, I just think he is so phenomenal. I mean, he has averaged 9.7 yards per target for his career. He's been very unlucky on touchdowns, only 14 receiving touchdowns on 369 targets in his career. If he has one season where he runs hot on touchdowns and scores like 14 of them, I mean, he is just going to break fantasy football.
Yeah, I mean, look, he'd be a league winner. I mean, any tight end that catches 10, 15 touchdowns and 1,000 yards is a league winner. I always say the same thing.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend, because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
In fantasy sports, when you have a tight end and you're playing against somebody else that doesn't have one, you're going in with the biggest advantage you can head to head in fantasy sports. That's the only position where it really exists, and it's a guarantee. Okay, we'll preview game 2 of the Stanley Cup Finals next with George Kurtz. Stay on the grid. Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. And tonight, of course, is game 2 of the 2021 Stanley Cup Finals. And we're hopeful that our next guest will be back with us again next week to talk about a game 6 and game 7 But I'm not so sure, because the Tampa Bay Lightning really took care of business in Game 1. George Kurtz joins us to talk about them. He was pretty bullish on them for weeks now, so it should be no surprise that, George, they are in this spot. 5-1 win in Game 1. Tonight will be Game 2. And, Montreal, I would love to see a little nice Cinderella story play out here a little bit, but FanDuel is sort of telling me there's not much of a chance of that.
Well, I think there's a chance. I understand, hey, Game 1, it was 5-1. It was close going into the third period. It was a 2-1 going into the third period. Mm-hmm. And then they pulled away, as good teams tend to do. You said, I'm bullish on Tampa Bay. They're the best team in the NHL. And if they play up to their capabilities, no one's beating them. Right? They're too strong. There's no weaknesses there. You can't beat them if they play their best. So you need them to not play their best, which generally happens a lot. I don't think we should be down on Montreal. I think they had a lot going against them going into Game 1. One, obviously it's in Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay's used to this. They were defending Stanley Cup champions. They know what to expect of a veteran team. They won the Cup a couple of years ago as well. We all got on Tampa Bay because they choked against Columbus 2 years ago. Other than that, they've been a really very good playoff team here. So they're a veteran team. They know what they can get away with and what they can't get away with. They know how to handle things. They know the referees. I don't want to say the Canadians were a deer in the headlight for Game 1 because I don't think that's fair. But I think it might take them a game to get acclimated here. Okay, we got it out of our way. You know, the Islanders got blown out 8-0 in, Game 3 last round. Yeah, they showed up for Game 4. Montreal will too. Montreal will show up. I'm not saying they're going to win, but they'll show up. All right, they'll give us a better game. I really have very little doubt about that. One thing I think we need to realize here, the Canadians are very much like the Islanders in the fact that there's no sexy names on this team. There's no top-line players, no Connor McDavid, Sidney Crosby, Auston Matthews, Nikita Kucherov, who looked really healthy last night, and several other players we can name throughout the NHL, right? They're a workman-like team. They have to battle in the corners. The Canadians are sort of built in the playoffs to play a long series. All right, they're not going to win in 4 or 5. They need to win in 6 or 7. They really need the series to go a while here and get your pound of flesh. Even if you're losing, get your pound of flesh. Not every rush by the Canadians needs to result in a shot, but it needs to result in hitting the defense. Hit McDonough. Hit Sergachev. If it moves, you got to hit it. I know they're not quite the physical team that the Islanders are. Very few teams are, but still, get your pound of flesh. And one thing we need to learn about the Canadians and the Lightning, I thought the Lightning had a little bit of an advantage in Game 1. This came up last night talking with Gabe Morenci, and I think he's 100% correct here. Since the Canadians and Islanders are sort of just like each other, well, the Lightning sort of knew what they were doing in Game 1. They knew who they were playing. They didn't play each other this season because of the COVID, no divisional play. That's it. So they knew who they were playing, Islanders and Canadians. Very similar. They played Islanders 7 games. They knew what to expect from Montreal, where the Canadians – yeah, they know the Lightning. They do play in the same division under normal circumstances, but not seeing the kind of talent that they were seeing might have caught them a little off guard. Tampa also, Craig, they got every bounce they could imagine last night. I mean, they were batted in goals, pucks that were bouncing like pinballs in front of Price. I know the Canadiens' one goal was also a goal that bounced off the butt of one Lightning player and the skate of another. So they got a bounce too. But more of the bounce of seeing the goal of the Lightning way last night. I think that'll even out here. I think we will see a better game two here, and we will see a good tight series.
Okay, so from a betting perspective, I'm going to give you 6 options here because Tampa Bay minus 215 is not a smart betting option, and so therefore we have to find something else. So here are the options on FanDuel. You can take Tampa Bay minus a puck and a half, goal and a half minus plus 134, excuse me. You can take Montreal plus a goal and a half, and you'll get minus 162 there. I don't think that's insurmountable to bet that. You can take Montreal on the money line, plus 180, or George, you got to give me a total on either the over 5 or under 5 going into tonight. I would not stick it to you and say, give me Tampa Bay or nothing. And of course, you've always mentioned that what you like to do is parlay if you want a Tampa Bay, and then maybe something else, baseball or something else. But just one play from this game in particular, your favorite of those 5 options I've given you. I'm eliminating minus 215.
You know, if it was 5.5, I'd want the under. It's 5, I'll go over. In my mind, what's the worst thing that could happen here? You push. A 3-2 game, you push. I don't think we're going to see a 2-1 game or something like that. So give me the over here. Let's say if it's 5.5, it's 5.5 tomorrow when game 3, when people go the under. Because I think around between 5 and 6 goals are going to score here. So I'm just playing, hey, my worst case scenario in my mind is I push and I win nothing, I lose nothing, and I can handle that.
Okay, so over five. Now, one other option that FanDuel has presented us with, which basically seems to be a little bit wide open, is, of course, the Conn Smythe Trophy, the Stanley Cup MVP. So I want to show you these odds real quick, and you tell me where you think the value is at now. But again, there's gonna be four games no matter what in this thing. I think people forget about that. I mean, the Lightning may win all four, but it doesn't necessarily mean we know who the MVP is going to be. So Vasilevsky is obviously plus 150. Kucherov is 2-1. I have Braden Point here at 3-1. And then Carey Price is 4-1. And then beyond that, George, I don't think it's worth mentioning because Stamkos is 29-1 at that point. Hedman, 37-1. Nonsense. Those guys aren't going to win. Vasilevsky, Kucherov, Point, or Price for you? That is what we're showing you. Who do you think wins the Stanley Cup MVP?
Well, if you think Montreal is going to win, then you go on Price. Because if Montreal wins, it's Price. It's an easy call for Price. There's no one else on that team. That's why he's the only Canadian listed there. If the Lightning win, it's a little – and I think the Lightning will win, by the way. So that's where my money would go here. It's a little bit more interesting. I think you could eliminate Kucherov, all right, for two reasons. One, he's been hurt, been banged up a little bit. Yes, he started off well, tailed off a little bit. But mainly, it's if you're going to go offense, it's Braden Point. At one time, he scored a goal in, what, 9-10 straight games? Every game of the Islander series except the Game 7. And he scored in six straight games against the Islanders. I've had enough of Braden Point. All right. So I think, once again, he is your odds-on favorite. The only hesitation I have is, well, if they win three more games, Vasilevsky. Goaltender is always – it's sort of like quarterback winning the MVP in football. They're always right. The favorite unless someone goes bananas. And Point has gone bananas, though. But he'll need to do something here. If he scores another couple of goals in the finals here, it's going to be tough not to vote for him. But I think this could come down to how many games we get. If it is a four or five games and Vasilevsky's only lets in, let's just say for giggles, six goals in those four games, and if he shut out the Islanders in Game 7 to advance there, it's going to be really hard not to take Vasilevsky here. The goalie is always the favorite here, but Braden Point up to this point in time has been special. He really has been special. So I think Point would be my second choice right now, Vasilevsky number one.
Okay, interesting takes there. And, of course, follow George on Twitter at George Kurtz and give you all the NHL info. All right, let's shift over here real quick to baseball before we let you go. George, I know the All-Star – everyone always thinks the halfway point of the Major League Baseball season is the All-Star game. When that's not true, it's kind of right now. Like, we're almost at 81 games. We're almost halfway through. How are your fantasy teams doing? Have you had a good season? Have you had a bad season? Are you still in it? In your leagues at this point, and do you think you'll be super engaged in this going into the second half of the season? I don't know why people think the halfway point is the All-Star game. Usually they've played 90 games by the time that happens. This year, a little bit less.
Yeah, that's fine. I think the halfway point might be, you know, a week from now or something like that. But yeah. It's at least 10 days before the All-Star game. Fantasy teams are doing well. Actually, I just got a trade offer in a league I'm not doing so well. All right, I think I'm in last place. I'm tanking. I'm tanking on purpose. It's a league where you get the first pick next year. It's a very deep league, 16 teams, 40-man roster. It's a crazy league. Got all the guys from RotoWire pretty much. So I've been tanking. This wasn't my year. Way too many injuries. And people need closers. I happen to have Jake McGee. So I want to move him before he loses that job again. My home league, which is – I don't know how you feel. The home league is always the one I care most about, right? Because with your buddies, my brother, family. And, you know, whenever you lose that, all I take is crap from everybody else. Oh, you work for Sports Grid. And yeah, you know, go to places. Leave me alone. So I'm in third place there doing well. And that's also a league where you can trade draft picks. And that will start on Thursday. So my brother on Father's Day, and he's in first place in that league. And he's like, I'm going to give away everything. So you're not beating me this year. So that's great. I mean, if I want to trade in, I got to give away the farm next year too, because he's not kidding. He will give away everything to make sure he finishes ahead of me. It's a big money league too. So I think the top prize will be about $1,200. So that league's going okay. I'm in the money right now. And the other leagues are solid, some bad, some good. But I have one good league, one bad league. Everything else seems to be right in the middle.
All right. Okay, last thing. Now, George, there is a very big holiday, as you know, coming up on Sunday. It is Independence Day. It is July the 4th. So I have to ask you, George, is this a holiday that will get you out of the house And now I don't know what the New York fireworks situation is here in South Florida. It's very limited. They don't want people coming around. So I think that there's only certain places where you can watch fireworks. But is this the kind of, I know you're very patriotic, George, in all seriousness, but is this the kind of holiday that the Kurtz family is going to be out this weekend watching fireworks? Or is this basically, if it's up against an NHL game, it's just not happening?
Well, the Kurtz family will definitely be out.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
Whether or not I will be out, it really has nothing to do with me. It's up to Mr. Cardano, our boss. All right, there's a chance I may have to work. We're still waiting to hear that, Mike, anytime now, about whether or not I have to work Sunday. If I do not have to work, then yes, I'll be at a barbecue. There's a family friend barbecue. He has all sorts of fireworks. He's nuts. One of those guys. He has letting go stuff in his backyard. He's crazy, but it's a good time. But the Yankees and Mets play that night. So that's what I'll be doing that night, watching the Yankees-Mets.
Sunday night, July 4th holiday here on Sports Grid. Sounds like a great time with George Kurtz. George joining us here on Fantasy Sports Today. We got to take a quick timeout here on the show. We'll be back with plenty more on this Wednesday edition of FST here on Sports Grid in just 2 minutes. So stay with us on the grid. Fantasy and reality coming your way. Sports Grid 60 as well. Stick with us. Don't go away. Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Craig Mish along with Davis Maddock. We got you here until 2 o'clock Eastern. Don't forget, we'll be right back here tomorrow telling you if there will be another game in the Western Conference Finals to be played. Of course, previewing the Eastern Conference Finals as well. Also going on in afternoon baseball today, Arizona and St. Louis. They are in the top of the second. There is no score there. Cubs and Brewers getting ready to start in about 30 minutes today. So, Davis, with no soccer this afternoon, what's going to be on the menu for you this afternoon?
Well, you know, I think, unfortunately, Craig, I'm just probably going to have to crack my knuckles and, like, get some work done. Like, I think probably I'll just have to, dig back down into the spreadsheets over at Daily Roto and just, you know, like, oh, what have I been neglecting to do? What on the checklist hasn't gotten done over the last 2 weeks while I've been digging deep into the European Soccer Championship? So, and I know my supervisor, Colin Drew, he's taking his vacation right now. So he's gonna come back and he's gonna see the spreadsheets all updated and all the color coding and I'll have everything cleaned up and he's gonna be like, wow, Davis must have been really productive this week while I was gone.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, trying to catch up after vacation is never the easiest thing. And when somebody's out, it's always everybody else that has to pick it up. Speaking of which, I am supposed to be off next week here from Sports Grid. I took a week a couple of months ago. I got all these weeks to take, I think. But next week, I'm supposed to be. I say supposed to be because the weather in Florida this time of the year, we're dealing with like just bad weather and then hurricanes, of course, are on the way. So anytime you take a vacation in Florida, whether it's Disney World or anywhere else, it is always a weather-related activity in the summer. Florida is the best place to live, in my opinion, and I choose to live here for 6 months out of the year. It is the best. And it's also probably the worst for 6 months, too. And we're starting that six-month period. It's usually like May, June, July, August, September, and then even into October, because we're always afraid that we're going to have to leave for hurricanes. So if I am not here, and I assume I will not next week, George Kurtz will be filling in for me, and he'll be here with Davis, and then I'll be back the following week, although that week is a kind of slow week as well, because we have the Home Run Derby, Major League Baseball All-Star Game, and then the NBA Finals will be done. Nonetheless, I get it. I understand it. I hope you have a good day the rest of your day. What about Brett Levy? What's going on in his olden days? Let's bring him up here as he's got our fantasy or reality as we close out the show today. Brett, what do we got?
All right, Craig. Well, we saw another big injury to a superstar in the NBA playoffs last night when Giannis Antetokounmpo went down. We've seen LeBron go down and AD and Kawhi and Donovan Mitchell, Mike Conley. The list goes on and on and on. So we have to ask, Davis, we'll start with you. Injuries have ruined the 2021 NBA playoffs. Is this a fantasy or reality?
So I disagree with the wording. I think it's a fantasy that they have ruined the playoffs. I think regardless of who ends up in the finals, for someone like me that really loves basketball and that, you know, has opinions on if the Hawks are playing their eighth man or their ninth man too much, like for someone like me who is really in the weeds, this is going to be cool, right? So whether it is Trae Young in the NBA Finals, whether it's Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton trying to do it without Giannis, you know, if it's the Clippers without Kawhi and watching Marcus Morris play center against Clint Capella in the NBA Finals, like there's going to be plenty that is interesting for me. However, I think, you know, Adam Silver and the people at the NBA offices in New York, they got to be sweating bullets. They have to be the idea of an NBA Finals with no Giannis, right, with no Kawhi, like all they have to be so mad about the way that this played out. And you know, again, the compounding schedule stuff, like, you know, whatever, like they didn't make the pandemic happen. They tried to do the best they could, you know, and were I in the NBA office in New York, maybe I would have even thought that this was the best plan, that, you know, let's get 72 games in, let's figure it out. I don't think they've ruined it, but I definitely think it's a reality that the TV ratings for these finals, Craig, are not going to be great.
Yeah, I mean, look, you said it best. And also, you definitely have a different perspective than me, because I have the perspective of more of the average fan. I've talked about it here on the show a lot. I used to be like you, Davis. I absolutely was a huge every night, every game NBA fan. I had season tickets to the Heat. I used to go to every single game. In the media, I covered the Heat during Shaq's era, during the LeBron era. I was all over it. I watched every single night. Now I do not. But over the last year or so, or maybe a little bit less in working here for Sports Grid, watching some of the other shows here on Sports Grid and kind of understanding, you know what, the NBA is still cool. So I have gotten back into it very clearly, talking about it here with you over the last few months more than I have maybe in 5 or 10 years, because I've just been so baseball centric and now I'm back into the NBA. So for me, being the average fan, if Giannis and Kawhi are done for the playoffs, then it has been ruined. That's it. I mean, that to me would end it. An Atlanta Hawks team is fun to watch. It could be okay. I'll catch some of the games in the finals. Against what exactly in the Western Conference? Phoenix? No, I mean, I'm not going to be in on that. I'll be talking about it because I have to here for the show, but in all likelihood, it will not be compelling for me. If you've eliminated basically the best player in the West that's left and the best player in the East that's left, I can't sit here and say that it's not ruined. Injuries have ruined it. I'm not blaming fault. I'm just saying factually, you can't have the two best players on both teams out, and whether or not they advance is sort of irrelevant, because that sort of ruins it if they're not in the finals. So it is a reality for me, Brett.
All right. Well, we'll see what our next one does for you, Craig, because the NFL canceled its supplemental draft for the second year in a row. The supplemental draft, not really a huge deal. Someone was picked in the 2019 supplemental draft, Jalen Thompson. He's a safety for the Arizona Cardinals. Bigger names we've known, Josh Gordon and Terrell Pryor. But the NFL has now canceled this 2 years in a row. It's not really a major event. So we got to ask, Craig, we'll start with you. The NFL should get rid of the supplemental draft for good. Is this a fantasy or reality?
Probably a reality. It seems like, and for me, Brett, in the olden days, when I followed the NFL. There were players occasionally that popped up in this. Was Emmitt Smith in the supplemental draft? I want to say Emmitt Smith was. I want to say either Bo Jackson or John Elway, one of those two were. And the reason why that this has changed is, number one, the money is so good now in the NFL that players in general, I mean, who are the players that don't want to play for the teams that they're drafted by and are threatening in these situations? Like, was Eli Manning the last one? I think that was basically it. It is very prestigious now to be the number one pick and cash in on all of the money that they're offering you. And if it ends up being Jacksonville, so be it. So a guy like Trevor Lawrence 20 years ago, it would have been different. He would have looked at the guaranteed money and said, oh, I'm not so sure. I'll sit out. Then all of a sudden, these guys pop up in the supplemental draft. They get taken. It doesn't seem to be fair. That was kind of going around for 5 or 10 years. But now, guys don't do that, Davis, anymore. They see the money. They see the endorsements. And to have on that resume, number one pick, $150 million guaranteed, it doesn't matter where I'm playing, sign me up. So, yeah, they can get rid of it. There's no need.
So the way that the supplemental draft used to work is when football was not as established, when there wasn't as much money, when guys would, like, you know, think about careers, there used to be competing leagues, right? The NFL didn't used to be a monopoly. There used to be other ways you could play. There have been some very famous supplemental draft picks. Bernie Kosar was a supplemental draft pick. Brian Bosworth was a supplemental draft pick. Chris Carter was a supplemental draft pick. But you're right. I mean, the two guys in recent memory who mattered for, like, fantasy football who were supplemental draft picks were Josh Gordon and Terrell Pryor. Both of those guys were selected in the supplemental draft. Now, it's interesting that we bring this up because last season, in the middle of COVID, I actually thought the supplemental draft might be a huge deal because I thought there was a chance they just wouldn't play college football in 2020. And I mean, it was a joke of a season. Like, if we're going to be honest, the 2020 college football season was bad. It was really, really bad, and they maybe shouldn't have played it. But what would have happened would have been, you know, Travis Etienne, Trevor Lawrence, a lot of these guys, they would have just said, that's it. I'm out. I'm done. I'm not coming back to school. And it would have been the best. It would have been the most amazing supplemental draft of all time. Like, literally, it would have been, you would have had 50 guys getting picked in the supplemental draft last season, I think, had it went that way. So I think probably this is a fantasy. I think they need to keep it around just in case something does happen with college football. And it's okay if it goes by every year and no one gets picked. But if anything seismic like that ever happens to college football where a bunch of guys don't want to play for a season, we shouldn't be stuck in a spot where there's no way to onboard them into the NFL.
Yeah, and I, the other thing I do wonder with college players getting paid, again, will they need this anymore? I'm not sure. But it's a fair question to ask. All right, Brett, what do we got to end it?
All right. Yesterday was a huge day for TV fans everywhere as HBO Max announced a Sopranos prequel movie, The Many Saints of Newark. So I knew we were talking about it on this show today. Davis, we'll start with you. The Many Saints of Newark, the Sopranos prequel story, will be must-watch TV. I guess you stream it. So it'll be must-stream TV. Davis, is this a fantasy or reality?
I know that Craig is going to get on me for this one, but I have not watched The Sopranos. Now I am familiar with it. I know The Sopranos ending. I've seen it. Like, I know the characters. I know the funny lines. I know James Gandolfini and everything. Like, I know all of that. But I have not watched The Sopranos all the way through. That being said, people freaking love The Sopranos. So this is going to be must-stream TV. There are going to be loads of people who get an HBO Max subscription or steal a password from somebody just to watch this show.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's disappointing, Davis, but there's always time to catch up. I had never watched Game of Thrones until Joe Pizzapia challenged me to finish it all before the football season last year, and I did. Or 2 years ago, whatever it was. And I did, and I finished it, and I watched it, and I used to crap all over it saying, I don't get it. And I did. I watched every single episode and made it all the way through. Look, I watched The Sopranos, of course, when it was around. And so for me, it is a reality. I'm definitely going to watch it. I'm definitely going to watch it on the first night. It's one of those things. I watched the trailer. My wife has watched the show. She asked, can I watch the trailer? She doesn't know how to do anything. So I put that on there so she could see the trailer on the streaming TV. But I will say this. The last episode of The Sopranos was the worst last episode of any show that I have ever seen. So that really left me sour. I know that people defended it and said that they liked it and that it just left it very unclear and you figure out the ending.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at coda.com.
Was the end to the show. It was the single worst ending to any show that I've ever seen on television, and nothing ever has come close. I'm sorry. I don't want to have to guess what the ending is. I want to be told what the ending is, and we were not. But I will watch this, and it does look good, and the acting looks good, and certainly I think it is must-watch television. All right, well, you will know what the ending is always on this show, because we got the Sports Grid 60 coming up next. We'll have it for you right here on Fantasy Sports Today. Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. As we get ready to end the show, just a quick note, the St. Louis Cardinals have a 2-0 lead on the Arizona Diamondbacks as they enter the top of the third inning. That's scintillating news. Let's end with some fun news. Here is Davis Matic with the Sports Grid 60.
So I just admitted in Fantasy or Reality that I have not watched The Sopranos, and it got me thinking that there needs to be a rule initiated about, oh my God, you haven't seen X, Y, or Z. And this is the rule. And James from LTN, buddy, I hope you are listening. If you have not watched all 60 episodes, all 5 seasons of The Wire, you are not allowed to say to anyone, oh, you haven't watched this show. Because, I mean, The Wire, it is the best television show of all time. I don't really know if anything else is close in terms of, like, the acting is great, the writing is great. They were, you know, ahead of their time in approaching, like, social issues in the show. And, like, it is just the best show. So if you haven't seen The Wire, you're not allowed to tell anyone, oh, you should have seen X, Y, or Z.
Listen, Davis makes the rules. We got to keep up with them. I like The Shield better than I like The Wire, but I totally get it. I understand. It was a great show as well. The New York Post is reporting today that umpires in baseball will not be checking pitchers during the All-Star game for illegal substances. And to that I say, of course they're not going to. Like, who? Are you kidding me? That was even a consideration for checking pitchers during the All-Star game and exhibition? Several years ago, we did away with the idea of this game actually counting for something. Remember when they counted that toward the World Series home team? Insane that they actually did that. But that's done, and they're also not going to check pitchers. So here's my suggestion. If you are a pitcher and you have pitched in a long time in Major League Baseball and you have never used a sticky substance and you're in this game, this may be your shot to try it because they're not going to check it. So go ahead, give it your best shot. You're actually going to get to face Major League Baseball hitters. Sounds like I'm advocating cheating. I'm not. It's an exhibition. May as well experiment. Thanks to James and Connell at LTN for Brett, Danny, and Ryan. And my co-host Davis Matic. I'm Craig Mish. Have a great Wednesday. See you tomorrow.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.